Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And we've got Dr. Brian Sutterer coming up. He's a physical medicine and rehab resident, but he's become well known on social media for commenting on players' injuries. And he's commented recently on the Zion Williamson phenomenon and his health and all of that. So he was in The Athletic in a story they did earlier this week that really created a lot of buzz. So we're going to have him on, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. And then Bruce R's Fab Five to close out the show and the week. Rob, let's start there with the NBA. And tonight, the Pelicans are actually playing right now. They're playing the Washington Wizards. But guess who's not playing? Zion Williamson. And the reason given is rest. Okay? They say he's resting.
Did they rest their case? I mean, did they rest their case on the playoffs?
I think the playoffs are like the last thing they're thinking about. And I don't think they're trying not to make it. But I don't think that has anything to do with Zion. Because I'm going to keep it real. And I'm not saying they're better without Zion. They're not. He's a young player. I think if he can stay healthy, he is unquestionably going to be an all-star. Will he be a superstar? We'll see. Unquestionably going to be an all-star. But if Rob, in the 16 games before Zion got back, got healthy and played,
right?
They were 11-5. Now, they started the season horribly. I believe it was 6-22. And then they heat up. They start to, play better. Their chemistry was better. They had a lot of new guys, obviously, that trade with the Lakers. And they go 11-5 in 16 games. Zion comes back. And since Zion's been back in the games he's played in, Rob, they're 11-12. So, again, I'm not putting it all on him. What I am coming against is this notion that Zion was making them win and that Zion would be the one to push them into the playoffs. They have just as much chance of making the playoffs with him, without him, as they do with him at this young age. Eventually, maybe he'll be a guy that can lead to wins. But the main story here, Rob, is they're resting him. He played last night. It was a back-to-back. So it's a back-to-back. I get it. I guess they're low managing.
He's 20. Stop it. He's
20
years old.
Well, there you go. This is what I want to get to you with. He played 24 minutes. We know what he's been doing. He hadn't been playing much. He's been on a burst restriction, as they say.
He had 4 months off. He's 20. If you're not playing now, you mean to tell me he's going to be playing 4 years from now? I'm serious.
Look, Rob, I'm with you. And they are treating Zion Williamson like he is the most fragile athlete the NBA has ever seen.
Well, you
I
know
mean,
what,
really,
Chris?
That's what they're treating him like.
Or they know something that we don't know. Their actions are like they know something that we don't know. And because it doesn't make any sense for a 20-year-old who hasn't played, didn't start the season, who sat out for 4 months basically with the pandemic. And you're resting him from what? And you're not playing him, minutes for what, Chris? There's got to be something.
See,
it makes no sense.
I think you're right. Because here's the deal. He's played four games in the bubble. First game, he plays 15 minutes. Second game, 14 minutes. Third game, 25. Last night, 22. You're absolutely right. And I just would like them to come out and be honest. Is it an injury? And if it's not an injury, Rob, you got to let the dude play. It's getting to the – because he wants to play. You saw after the game he played against Memphis, 25 minutes, 23.7 rebounds, career high 5 assists. What did he say in the interview? I feel alive. As far as he's concerned, there's nothing wrong, at least from what he's publicly portraying. So this is becoming insulting, in my opinion. Now, again, I think they have his best interest at heart, but if the kid is not hurt, what in the world is going on?
Well, you just said it, and I'm not a doctor. I haven't examined him. I don't know any secrets. I haven't talked to any moles down in New Orleans or in the bubble. I don't know any of that. But the actions don't make sense. That's all I'm saying. Unless they know something that we don't know. And there's a reason that they're doing this. This is the only thing that can make sense. Otherwise, it makes zero sense, especially since you were trying to make the playoffs and, you know, they had already lost, what, 3 of their 4 games?
Yeah. Right?
They lost 3 of the 4.
Yeah, they have lost 3 of 4, and then they're playing tonight.
And then you're not playing your guy. I mean, so there's a chance you'll lose that, and you'll lose 4 of the 5, and there's only 8 games. I don't understand. Are you trying to make the playoffs or not?
Like
I
said,
is there something wrong with him or not? There's something
right.
There.
That's what I want to know. And this even, look, Kawhi Leonard's a bit mysterious, and they low manage. But Kawhi Leonard looks like a freaking Iron Man compared to Zion. And Kawhi Leonard is older. He's not an old player, but he's much older than Zion. What is he, 29? I believe 28, 29 years old. So he's got some wear and tear, at least you can say that.
Zion is 20
but
years old.
For them to be, they basically have a 20-year-old kid on load management. And he apparently doesn't think he's hurt. And he's not hurt. And I look, is he out of shape? Is he fatigued? I get that. But, Rob, a lot of players played himself into shape.
But I'll tell you this.
You can play him, and then if he gets tired and winded, take him out.
I told you I texted you before when I saw him the other day, and I wasn't trying to be mean. It wasn't a joke. What did I say? I texted you.
He looked overweight.
He looks fat. I shouldn't use that word, but he looked overweight to me. And I just thought to myself, considering, I get it. You aren't doing much. You're not playing, you know, for 3-4 months at that point. You could easily put on weight, you know that, if you're not careful and not taking care of yourself. Because what are you doing? You're sitting around eating. You're not going anywhere. You're not active. So,
yeah,
I don't
people,
know.
People have wondered, is it his diet, or not it, but part of it his diet. You know nowadays, Rob, they have got, these teams have outstanding facilities. And they can, like, they can cook every meal for you. Or at the very, they should hire him a nutritionist. And I get it. He can eat what he wants. He's a free man, no doubt about that. But if you sit down and explain to the kid, look, this is going to help you. And you know how it is, right? Look, if I had a personal chef, I think I could be a vegan. Because I'd have a chef who could cook vegan food well enough that it would be tasty. And you can get a personal chef who could cook you food that was tremendous. And I think they may need to get Zion, if they haven't, maybe they have already, but get him a personal chef. And, you know, not that that's the only thing going on, but I think diet, you know, certainly wouldn't hurt him if they improve his diet. But this is ridiculous. And like I said, they're treating him like, I've never seen a player treated like this. Even when Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Blake Griffin have
with
sat out
injuries,
seasons.
Right.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. in Denver. They've sat out full seasons. But we knew there was an injury. We don't know what's going on with Zion. It's Kawhi Leonard to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, man.
I think at his age and without having that many miles on him, you have to wonder and question. I think it leaves itself open. Why is a guy resting when there's only 8 regular season games?
Right.
It makes no sense.
And
it
he's just, been playing 20 minutes.
Right. He hadn't played 40 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Oh, he played 40 minutes last night. We need to give him a blow. No.
Right.
His minutes have been at a minimum.
Well, we've talked about it. There's a deeper story there. Yeah, and I look, again, obviously, neither of us are doctors, so we don't know. And he's got doctors looking at him, obviously. And I've told you, Rob, there are people around the league. I was just texting with a scout yesterday about it. And people even in that organization who feel like, you know, this is who he is. Like, he doesn't need to lose weight. He may need to repackage some stuff. Or remember early in the year, they were trying to change the way he ran and landed and things like that.
But you can, they're you not can take trying that to get him to lose it around, weight. Though. You can move it the weight in the right places. You know
what
I mean?
Well, that's what they're kind of saying.
Right.
And part of them, they feel like, too, part of his effectiveness is his size. And if you take that away, then you're taking away a big part of his game. But from my uneducated position on it, right, we have not seen a player in the NBA with his size and his athleticism last. You know, Larry Johnson had the back injuries that you know, changed his career. And Charles Barkley, who's, you know, a lot of people were comparing him to Zion, he said it. He just said it again tonight. Moses Malone told him, "You're fat and you're lazy. That's why you're not playing as well as you think you should be." And Barkley went and lost, according to himself, I don't know if it was this much, but he said he lost 50 pounds.
Did he Maybe lose he's exaggerating. That much? I know he's
probably exaggerating
down,
a little, but it was probably 25, 30 at least. Because you know, Rob, he was not fat during his career.
No, I was covering the NBA during that time when he was in Philadelphia and those.
Yep.
I covered many
he was
times.
Solid.
I told
He's
you I once
big,
had lunch
solid.
With him
yep.
at a Popeyes. So I was around Charles back then.
Yeah,
you're right.
He's just a big dude, and I just think from my years of covering the NBA that Zion, the best thing for him to do would be to lose weight, maybe drop 20, 25 pounds, even more if necessary. Get him a nutritionist who's really cooking up great food for him and let him play. I don't think it, again, I'm not looking at him every day, certainly not with a doctor's eye. But to me, it's that simple. Unless you can tell me the meniscus is messed up, right? The kneecap is messed up. There's something else, the ankle, I don't know. But this is ridiculous.
And if there's something wrong, then maybe he shouldn't be playing at all.
Right.
Just don't play him at all and just say, we got to make it. We had our team played well when he was out, and we're going to make it without him, and we'll just let him come back next year, get fully healthy. If there is an issue there, just be honest with it.
That's
but
what
this
I
whole
mean, exactly.
thing on
and
what
they're
he's
supposed
doing,
to. Sports teams are supposed
sense.
To be honest, right? They're supposed to tell you what's going
They're
on.
Supposed to, but you know how that is.
Right. Here's what the Dr. Brian Sutterer, who we have coming on in about 15 minutes, here's what he told The Athletic. Ethan Strauss, who does a great job for them covering the NBA, wrote this story. And here's what Dr. Sutterer said. Speaking of Zion, he's in a race against his own body. If you go watch his Duke highlights compared to now, the difference is profound. In my opinion, his athleticism and conditioning have regressed substantially. He's less explosive, less conditioned, slower on defense, has already had a portion of his meniscus removed from his knee after an injury, and he's still under close monitoring from the medical staff. So he's saying, you know, and he goes on, right? These are really outspoken quote, so that's why I wanted to get him on the show.
Well,
he goes
especially
on to say,
since he hasn't examined him, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, and there are, you know, we were at ESPN back in the day, and they had doctors on the air who wouldn't examine the guys, but they're doctors. And so they would speak about an injury from their educated position without having seen the player.
But right, just to let people know.
Yeah,
that
so
have it, not.
We, this is not like the gospel. But this is a doctor's opinion of what's going on. We're sharing our opinion. We're not doctors. And so I think.
No, right. The difference is, though, is when a doctor says it, it has more credibility.
Right.
But you just have to be fair to say he has not examined Zion.
Right.
He has not. So this is just him viewing. And just as long as you make it clear, then he's not speaking on behalf of him. He's not talking about firsthand knowledge. Because obviously, Chris, if he were a doctor, he couldn't talk about somebody else's.
Right.
You know
well,
what I mean?
If he was his own, if he was seeing Zion.
Right.
If he was examining him and treating
right.
him.
He couldn't
yes.
talk about
he
it.
He couldn't talk about it. Right. Absolutely right. All right, he's going to join us in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, it's your turn to weigh in. What do you guys think about this Zion Williamson situation? And remember, it's a first-time Friday, so first-time callers only. First-time callers only. Here's the question, 877-99 on Fox. Is it time for the Pelicans to stop babying Zion Williamson and just let the brother play? All right, we'll continue the conversation with you next. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Funky Flashback Friday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Now, here's the deal. It works fast and you won't stink. That's the selling point. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief from muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. All right, it's a first time Friday. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on Zion? Time to stop babying him? Let's get to the calls, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Dustin in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, first timer?
Hey guys, I'm a fan of the show. When I can't catch you live, I definitely catch the YouTube segment. So I'm hoping to become a regular.
That's what's
thank
up.
You, my man.
But no, with Zion, man, it reminds me of a couple things. It reminds me of the Last Dance doc when they're kind of holding Michael Jordan back after his injury. And it kind of reminds me of, the movie Friday Night Lights when they're keeping when they put Boobie Miles in, he's actually injured. So if I'm the other team playing the Pelicans, I might be thinking like, hey, this guy's a decoy. He ain't out here to, whatever. I do think they'd be under more pressure if there was fans at the games, if they were playing in their home arena, maybe a little bit more pressure to keep him out there for the fans. But it kind of tells me they're holding something back. And they either think he's injured, or whatever. If he's healthy,
yeah,
you got to go. You got to give yourself a chance to win.
No doubt, Dustin, because you're there. The reason they brought 22 teams, and they were hoping to get the Pelicans in the playoffs, right? A chance.
And they had the easiest schedule of all
the easiest
teams in the
right.
West.
Yeah. Everybody thought the Pelicans were going to get in, and it didn't happen, or it hasn't happened yet, and I don't know.
It's not going to.
Yeah. I just
he
don't,
made a
it
good
doesn't
point
look
about
like
the fans. Maybe if they were at home and the fans, you might have fans with signs. Zion, free Zion and stuff like that.
Not only that,
it could be pressure.
There would have been more questions about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, why isn't he playing?
Right.
What, if he were at home and he wasn't playing and people were disgruntled, I agree. How about Dr. Midnight in Toronto, one of my favorite cities? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dr. Midnight, the first timer?
Yeah, first-time caller, guys. First of all, I'm a long-time listener. I listen to you guys while I'm working. You guys are always playing in the background. And I got all your sound bites, all your best comedy bits on my phone to keep me entertained while I'm in no way know how
you
wowsy,
serious?
Wowsy, wowsy, oh, yeah, I got to play. I got the best sound bites on my playlist, so you guys keep me entertained all the time. But for the
now, are you a real doctor?
No, I'm
or is
not.
That just that's a rap just, name or something?
Nah, that's just that's my alias so that people don't know who I really am.
Right. I got you. All right, what you got for us, Dr. Midnight?
Listen, I have no problem with them babying Zion, provided that Pelicans actually have a plan to address his physical needs. To be quite honest, when I look at him, I don't see – I actually see a big, strong guy, someone who's actually built – he doesn't look like he doesn't have any fat on him. He looks muscular to me, but if he has all these injury problems, I just hope that after this season, provided that COVID doesn't get in the way, that the Pelicans actually have a plan to address his physical needs. They have the money. The NBA has the money. They can look at – I don't know. There's got to be some sort of analysis to see, okay, for his height, what's the ideal weight for his bone structure? What's the ideal way so that he can still utilize his strength, his explosiveness? Because that's what got him through the that's what helped him through college, and that's what attracted him to be the number one draft pick by the Pelicans. But to be quite honest, I don't know if the Pelicans – I don't have confidence in the Pelicans that they will do that. And the other thing, too, is if they don't do that, that window of opportunity is very short, and you possibly ruin his career, and not to mention everyone else's career on that team and for that franchise.
That window of opportunity
is not like it's 5 or 10 years.
No, right.
That's a good call by Dr. Midnight. He made some really good points.
And I think that's why they're babying him, because they know that if they blow this, is it Shan?
But sometimes you can be too cautious.
S-H-A-N?
Shan. Like MC all right,
there's
Shan.
No, okay, there's no E on there, so that's why. All right, Shane, in Oakland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. First timer, what you got?
Yes, man, it's good to be on the show, man. Shane from Deep East Oakland, man. I've been waiting to call him.
No, this is not Shane.
Sacramento calls out there.
This is Sean. Sean, how dare you call in with a phony name? This is Sean.
I don't know about this Sean dude you're talking about, but he sounds like a handsome gentleman, brother.
This is Sean. You know what? We're hanging up on you. That's funny. Joey in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple first time caller. What's up?
Hey, Chris, Rob. How you doing? I am a first-time caller.
That's great. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this show. You know, what's really strange is that I'm usually out on Friday night, but I'm walking back from downtown Baraboo, small town north of Madison, and okay. I'm hearing you talking about Zion, and I'm thinking that, I mean, why would you want to play a guy who's your franchise player? Why would you even want to? Why would you even consider it? Why even put him out there? There's no fans.
You mean what you pay him to do?
Play basketball.
Wait a minute, but I'm saying, if he's hurt, I get it. Joey, you're thinking about that he's hurt. Is that what you're saying?
I think that probably there's something that maybe isn't right with him right now.
Okay.
And maybe that's. I mean, he looks like he's weighing. What he's weighing a lot.
He's weighing what he's always weighed, though. I mean,
it just doesn't look great.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. If we knew he was hurt. But heck, Rob, he's a basketball player. Let him play basketball. If he's hurt, we get it. If not, put him on the floor. 20 years old, like you said. He has not shown us that he can play 3 or 4 straight months of basketball at the highest level.
And you would have thought, though, with the 3 or 4 months off, Chris, that he would be good to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody else got healthy.
What in the world is going on?
Yeah,
I'm not even blaming him. It's just an unfortunate situation. But look, we're going to have Dr. Brian Sutterer, who's a physical medicine and rehab resident. Now, he's a doctor, but he's never seen Zion. But, you know, he's obviously got an educated opinion. That's next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, he's a physical medicine and rehabilitation resident, Dr. Brian Sutterer. He likes to comment on sports and talk about, you know, injuries that he hasn't seen these athletes. Keep that in mind. But he is a doctor. He has an educated opinion, but that's all it is. Dr. Brian Sutterer, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Hey, thanks so much, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you on. Let's get right to the point. Rob and I were just talking. They got Zion resting tonight. Okay, he's only been playing 20 minutes a game. They're resting him. He's 20 years old. He's been off for 3.5 months. We are saying this. Either they must know something.
They know something we don't know.
That they're not telling everybody. From your vantage point, how do you see this thing?
So I do not envy the situation that the Pelicans are in at all, because this is such an unprecedented athlete with some of the most insane power and explosion that we've ever seen. And so they're in a really tricky position. Now, they, of course, have the benefit of knowing exactly what his scans show and what symptoms he's having and how he's feeling. But, you know, I agree. I think it was hopeful that he would come out of the quarantine and at least seem to look like he feels a little more comfortable on the court. And that was really what sort of spurned some of that initial concern, and is really just the idea that despite having multiple months off, we kind of still are seeing some of the same concerns from him.
I saw him, and I don't know what Chris says his weight is the same as it was before.
I don't know exactly, but yeah.
Okay. But my initial, when I saw him on the screen, I sent a text to Chris, and I said, he looks fat to me. Does he look different to you from the beginning of the season or when he was in college or not?
I think certainly going back to when he was at Duke. I think if you watch the highlights from his Duke season compared to now, it doesn't take an expert on anything to see that there certainly looks to be a difference. Just the speed at which he gets down the court, the agility, the kind of quickness, that fast twitch, even though he still is maybe the most explosive guy in the league, it certainly looks compared to at least at Duke like he has lost a step. I think the thing, though, that a lot of people get wrapped up in is focusing so much on his weight. And, you know, I've heard, Chris, I think you mentioned, you know, 30 to 40 pounds.
Right.
That it looks like Zion should lose. And there really is, there's no magic number. You know, I heard one of the callers before talking about surely there's some formula that these doctors have that they can say, well, based on your height, you should be X weight. And that's not true. There is no magic formula that dictates what a certain athlete should play at. The athlete should play at the weight that they're comfortable and that keeps them safe and healthy. What I think is most concerning when you look at someone, especially at that weight, is the movement patterns. Because we do know very clearly in athletes that the way that you move, the way you jump, the way you land, the way you run, all of those things are risk factors for getting hurt. And so regardless of what a player weighs, I mean, goodness, Derrick Rose was one of the most injury-prone athletes, and he was tiny. So it's not as simple as just saying, well, if he loses 20, 30, 40 pounds, he'll suddenly, you know, no concerns anymore. So I think you really have to look beyond just the weight picture and really look at the overall movement combined with what we know about his injury history.
So Chris shouldn't worry about those pesky 15 pounds that he's doing a radio show with.
Well, you've just taken my medical degree away from me, right? But let me ask you this, Brian. The movement. Because remember, at the beginning of the year, and you remember this too, Rob, remember all the talk about they're teaching him how to run? Teaching him how to change his gait and how to land and all that. How realistic is that? I mean, I get it if a guy has some type of injury where he has to start all over. But is it realistic for him to change the way he runs and lands and still get out there and play off instinct and not be thinking too much?
It is realistic. And that's why I think there should still be hope and optimism for his career. So, you know, I mentioned the other day in an article in The Athletic that he's sort of in a race against his own body. And that's exactly why, because the Pelicans have mentioned that he's trying to sort of reprogram and improve his movements. And any athlete in that position, there's no sort of magic cutoff time where you can say, okay, I've made it, my risk is gone, I've been reprogrammed. It's sort of this ongoing process that really never ends throughout an athlete's career. You just lower the risk more and more. And so the hope in those situations is that you're able to lower the risk quickly enough before you get into a situation where you could have a more catastrophic injury. And so that's really, you know, that idea of sort of being in a race here, you really are hoping that just your reprogramming your movement can outweigh that risk. But a perfect example, if you look at the research on ACL tears, one of the most devastating injuries an athlete can have, we know that rehab programs specifically designed at reducing ACL tear are very effective. There's been a major review that showed that these programs can reduce all ACL tears by 50%. The programs can reduce non-contact ACL tears in women by even more than that. And so we know that these methods of sort of reprogramming, retraining, adjusting your movement patterns are actually very effective. It's just a question of how you can get to them and then how you're able to sort of avoid any bad situations in the meantime.
So, Doctor, last thing, we got about a minute left. If you can give us a quick synopsis in a minute, what's the reason to be optimistic about Zion's future? And like, let me put it this way. What has to happen for him to go ahead and have a regular career and be able to play night in and night out and nobody's really concerned about him physically?
I think we have to just start seeing his sort of, you know, stamina, his ability to play multiple games, longer minutes increase. You know, the more fatigued you are at the end of a game, the more you're at risk of getting hurt. And so certainly when the Pelicans say, gosh, he's fatigued, we've got to take him out, I mean, there's real risk there in being more fatigued and getting hurt. So, you know, I'm optimistic. The Pelicans medical staff, I'm sure they're phenomenal. There's no reason to suspect they don't know what they're doing. He's got access to the best, you know, rehab therapists in the country, the best physicians in the country. But, you know, some of the onus is on him to really make sure that he's doing everything he can to get in that position too.
All right, that's Dr. Brian Sutterer, physical medicine rehabilitation resident. Thank you. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Chris and Rob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Broussard's Fab Five coming up. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher was in his crates.
And it's a little dusty.
Yes, dusty up in here, little MJ in the house. And we're wrapping up a weekend, too, or week. And everybody, we hope, has a great weekend. But we're brought to you by Lowe's. The Lowe's for Pros loyalty program gives pros personalized offers, purchase tracking, and business management tools. Sign up today at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. One more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Terms and conditions do apply. United States only. Folks, it's time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right. The bubble in the NBA has been a strange place. My goodness. There's guys that we never even heard of playing like all-stars, and the Lakers and the Clippers and the Bucks look vulnerable. So that led me to decide, let me put together my five unlikely bubble stars. All right, five unlikely stars in the bubble. Here we go.
Number five.
This guy's the most, the likeliest. We knew he's great. Those that really watch the game know he's great. But he is having a coming out party for those that didn't know about him. That's my man, Devin Booker in Phoenix, averaging 28 points, 6.5 dimes while leading the Suns to a 4-0 record in the bubble and hit this ridiculous game winner, turnaround fadeaway game winner over Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, two of the best wing defenders in the world.
Number four.
Gary Trent Jr. in Portland. That's right. His dad played in the NBA. His dad was the Shaq of the Mac. Gary Trent is just a lethal shooter. The Blazers are 3-1 and got some people thinking they might be able to beat the Lakers. He's one of the reasons why. He's averaging 20 points on freaking 63% shooting from Trey.
Number three.
Kristaps Porzingis. Now, again, kind of like Devin, he might be not that unlikely. But I tell you what, he is making a lethal combination with Luka. Kristaps is averaging 30 points a game and 10 rebounds. And he has just had 30 or more points in 3 of the 4 games. Kristaps is balling.
Number two.
Really happy for this young man, Michael Porter Jr. Yes, the 6'10 forward for the Denver Nuggets. Now, here's his story. Remember this. He was viewed as the top player in the country when he was in high school. He goes to Missouri, briefly plays, gets hurt. And then going into the draft, his back injury so bad, some teams don't think he's ever going to play. Some teams don't think he'll play at a high level again in the NBA. So he falls in the draft. Denver goes ahead and takes a chance on him and drafts him 14th, and he sits out his entire rookie year and comes back now and is playing, and he has been on fire. His last three games, check this out, 31 points, 13 rebounds a game, 62% field goal, 59% from three, and this dude is 6'10". I mean, he looks like another Kevin Durant. I'm not saying he'll be as good as KD, but that's kind of how he plays because he's a lethal outside shooter at that height. Michael Porter, number two.
Number one.
Who else? TJ Warren. My goodness. TJ Warren is looking like Michael Jordan or something. In Indiana, 6'8", small forward. Now, he's always been a scorer, okay? He averaged 18 or more points the last 3 years, including this season. So the dude can score. But he is taking it to an entirely different level. He's leading the bubble at 33.8 points a game. He's also giving you 7.5 boards and 2.7 steals a game. The dude's shooting 59% from the field and 54% from Trey, and the Pacers are 3-1. I mean, TJ Warren, and remember, Phoenix, and I've talked nicely about the Suns because they got Devin Booker, they got DeAndre Ayton, they got a great young coach in Monty Williams, not that young, but a great coach in Monty Williams. Their future's bright, but it would be much brighter had they been able to keep TJ Warren. They traded him to Indiana for cash considerations. Who's got the last laugh now? All right, and for those of you old school hip-hop heads, you will notice that Jimmy Spicer track, The Bubble Bunch. I know Busta Rhymes remade something about the Busta Bus, but this is the original Jimmy Spicer, only on a Funky Flashback Friday. Give it to me, Alex. Only on a Funky Flashback Friday and the Odd Couple will you get the Bubble Bunch, baby. Have a great weekend. Peace.